Have you ever noticed how common cremation is? When I was growing up, 30, 40 years ago, I remember most funerals happening in a certain way. And just in my lifetime, I've sensed that things have shifted. Now, not just in other countries or outside, but even within the church, cremation happens more and more and more. And I think that's why someone recently asked me, "Pastor, what does the Bible say about cremation? Like, is that okay? You know, the Bible teaches about a judgment day and a resurrection from the dead. Is it bad to be cremated instead of just buried?" How would you answer that question? If you remembered what the book of Revelation said in the book of Deuteronomy, "Do not add or subtract from the Bible," how would you answer? You know, historically, this is kind of a complicated question. Generations ago, when people would hear about the resurrection of the dead that the Bible speaks of, on the last day, Jesus comes back, the dead are raised, their bodies are glorified, and they get to live with him forever. Sometimes people who wanted to scoff at that idea, who said, "Yeah, right, a judgment day, bodies raised, like skeletons, what is exactly going to happen?" To mock that idea, they would be cremated. And so at some spots in history and in some places, cremation instead of burial was connected with unbelief in the biblical teaching. So I would ask, is that true today? Is there any Bible passage that I could find that says you have to be buried like this? You know, there has to be a wake with the night before and an hour before the funeral service, and then it has to happen like this in a casket that we put 6 feet under in the ground. Is there any passage that says that? And the answer is no. Is there any passage that says thou shalt not be cremated? The answer is no. So is it a sin to be cremated? The answer is no. The truth is, when Jesus comes back, it's going to take a miracle either way. If Jesus is going to take a dead body, a decayed body, a bones body, a burnt to ashes body, a scattered over a golf course body, and bring them back and make them a glorious body without aches or pains, without allergies or limps, without migraines or anxiety, if this is a glorious new body, it is going to take a miracle of God. And that's exactly what's going to happen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. The trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." The dead will be raised. Not the dead who were buried in the right way, the dead. Everyone who trusted in Jesus, whose soul has been with him since their last breath, will be raised and they will be changed. So, can you be cremated? Yes. Your loved ones who believe in Jesus, who are cremated, are they with him right now? Yes. Will their bodies be raised, scattered as they are, and be gathered into something glorious and new? Yes. So, whatever you do in faith, whatever your funeral service or burial practice looks like, do it trusting in the promises of God. That's not sin. That's confessing your faith in the one who conquered death in your place. Did you enjoy this video? Well, we would love to share with you so much more. Just click here.